Dear brothers and sisters, the subject before us today is Way to Love. There are hundreds of books have been written on love. But actually what love is not been described. Do you know what love is? Can you express it in words? No?
In the heart, it can be read in words.
Can be described in words, I mean. The subject is very delicate. Even then everybody knows what love is. It cannot be expressed in words. So as the scriptures say, love is innate in our souls. Because God is love, and we are of the same essence as that of God. So naturally, we are a drop of the ocean of all love, and it is innate in our own soul, and the way, enough it is that the way back to God is also love. Whatever we do, any worship or anything, a remembrance of God, what is the purpose that is behind? We should develop love for God. Love is something dragging of the heart. It is, and it comes from where? It is first He who loves us. Our love is only reciprocal. Child is born. Mother loves her child. Caresses her, you see? And then the child begins to love mother. Is it not so? The answer, the whom we love, he does not love us. How can he love him? So that's why I submitted that is a very delicate subject, though everybody knows, feels, is that for someone here or hereafter, you see, whom he has seen or whom he has not seen, in both cases, he feels, but he cannot describe. So all masters who came in the past, who have been coming so far, they bring the religion of love. They don't bring any new religion. They come to give love to the world, I say now. Because God is manifest in them. In us also God is there, but not manifested yet. That power is the controlling power within us. So, the masters, they are word made flesh. So they are overflowing with the love of God, and wherever they go, they radiate love. So, it is He who drags us to the world, it is said of Christ. It is He who loves us. Our love is only the people. So all masters who have been coming so far have, first thing, they say there is God, and next step they say we are God's in love. We want to meet God. What is the way back to God? This is true love. All practices, all other outer performances, penances, sweet memories, that's all are done with the view to develop love for Him. So two things are there. One who comes, he gives us love, and we also reciprocate. So Master come, they give us love. They radiate with love, they're overflowing with love, and always advise that love is within you. You can have infection of love from the one who is overflowing with love. So what is the way back to love? That how to have it? That to find the tissue. Guru Amar Das, it tells us, in man body alone we can know God and also love God. How can we love God when we have not seen Him? When I have seen somebody, enjoyed His presence, enjoyed His company, only then love it comes up within us. It is there, it is the boost. And what they do, they give love by radiation. So Guru Amar Das tells us that if, as you have got the man body and you have not got love for God, then it is, you have not derived the full benefit of the man body. It cannot be, you see, had from the shops outside, it cannot be grown in fields. It is within you, of course, but it is quite boot by someone who is overflowing with love. What they say, as I told you, they are world made flesh. They are God in man, man in God. So they are love personified and they radiate love. Their words are charged with love. So they say, you see, Christ said, love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And what else he says? God lives in every heart. We are of the same essence as that of God, both. So if we love God, naturally we should also love our neighbor all around us. Love to whom? To God in man and in all creation. Love man. Animals are also, birds are also there, reptiles are also there, the younger members of the family of God. They are all our neighbors, is it not? So, he said, you love everybody, in God resides. So, this is almost all Kabir says the same thing. Whenever they come, they bring the same message. He says, address it to mind, oh mind, love thy God. Don't miss it, don't forget it. It is the time of man body that you have got, you see. The main thing is to love God. And this is the golden opportunity which we have got already. If it passes away, then God knows when we will get again this man body and love God, you see. The time is flying, Krishna says. Don't be led away by the outer enjoyments and possessions. So it is love only, you see, which is, should have been contacted with all love within us. It is contacted with the all world around us. We are, God resides in every one of us, but how many we who are residing in God? That He can reside only when we love him. So whether just see whether you are developing love for God or for the world. This is the point to be seen. Question. If you are developing love for God, what would be the result? Man goes where he is attached. If we are developing love for the world, love towards it, then we will go where? We will come again and again and again. So it is only direction of the love that we have to see. If you can dwell in man body, if you get love for God, then solve it. If not, so God gave us the man body, the highest round creation, whom the angels also bow down, who is considered to the head of all other family members of God. So whenever they come to say, well, Guru Arjan says, oh my body, these people address to tell us, show us what we should do. Addressing, he says, oh my body, what have you been doing ever since you got this man body? This will be a high time to love God. You, what have you been doing? Have you been developing love for God or for the world? She addresses his eyes. He says, oh eyes, what have you been doing ever since you got this, the gift of the power of sight? So God will give us that sight to our eyes. Then just look to no one except God. If you look to anybody else, look the God in them. We are God's light in them. They are the children of light, children of God. So they say, God is light. And leading us to, I have given to you the sight power, or mirth was given to you to see God everywhere, outside and inside. He says, he lies in you in the form of light. And outside also it is all manifestation of God, who is love. And also, he lies in everybody, man, animal, bird. Again, we conduct it to his ear. God has given the power of addition over ears. Hear nothing else but the divine truth, music which is reverberating in all creation, not the outer something. So they addressed himself one way or the other to tell us what should we do. Man's body was given to us what for? The highest aim is to know God. Have we known God? Have we got love for God? If we have got love for God, have we made any preparation to heaven? What preparation have we done? So Guru Amar Das says, thousands of woe be to you, O man, if you have not, you are not developing love for God. Thousands, not one. Instead, you are developing love for the world, so much so that you are forgetting God altogether. We should have done something, the love of God, we should have forgotten all world. We have done quite diametrically opposite. In the love of the world, we have forgotten God. This is the angle of universal master always present before us. Just have contact. What is the way to love them? He says, just have contact with the overflowing master who is overflowing with the love of God, and there is no other way. It is not grown in fields, it is not sold at the shops. It is within you, but it will be overflowed, boosted, if you come in contact with somebody who is overflowing now. That is why it is said, if you spend an hour with the master, the effect that you have is more than even if you have put in 100 years some fantasy you could not have. You go to some who sells perfumes, you go to him, if he does not give you anything, you get perfume all free within them, by radiation. And if you give one bottle of perfume, then sense love. That is, he gives you a quantity within you, all love. It is something like that. It is something where you put flowers in a room. The whole room is perfumed, is it not? If you enter the room, you will have smell, perfume. So, to develop love, the way to love, to develop love, is the company of those who are overflowing with love. And who can be? You know, God in many ways. God. We have got also love in it, in our soul. Because we are of the same essence as that of God. But that can be given a boosted way up by some. In the company of somebody who radiates love. And when you go to him, you have to perfume all free, and if you see a little bottle also, to enjoy whenever you go, and that, what is that? That's the initiation. It gives some contact with the world within you. You enjoy whenever you like. So all masters, one and all, you will find the same thing. Tenth guru, Govind Singh Sahib. He addresses to all people, look here, all men are alike. The same God whom we worship is called by different names in different languages. And what he said, he addressing to all communities, he says, hear ye all, I tell you the truth, what? That love is the way back to God. Where from you can get love, you got in it, but latent, not dwelt. So the only source, way in which you can dwell your love, have a boost is the company of the saints, who are overflowing your love, really. Only by attendance in the personal aura, or the field of action, or the radiation, you will get free if you stick. Quiet, mute, dumb, and receptive. So sometimes silence gives up what you said, something to free of by radiation. This is what is said, one third of the teachings of the master is given by word of mouth. And two-thirds by radiation. To go a master is an order, you understand one-third what he says, but if you develop receptivity, then you will have two-thirds more, which are now we are deprived of if you have got no love or devotion for the master. So love beautifies everything. Further, what they say, the same thing as Christ said, love thy neighbor as thyself. God desires in every heart. The soul residing in all other bodies also in the same essence as that of God. We are all brothers and sisters in God. So, Tenth Guru also says, look here, God desires in all of you, in all the world. Don't torment them, because it is God's, and God desires in there. If you do, what will happen? He won't suffer. You are tormenting him, you will punish him, you see. So all master and parent, by love, serve one another. To serve others is all right, but by love. Love knows no return, my dear. Love knows giving and giving and giving. Kabir says, the word they in Punjabi, it means to give. And also it means this man body. He says, so long as you are in the man body, give and give. If you give, the more you give, the more you have. They had sent one who served with Solomon, love God, really love God. And this is what I say, what you find in scriptures also, if you, whom you see, you do not love, how can you, whom you do not see can love him? You see, you love God, you are not in God, but in whom he resides in every heart, you don't hate them, then how can you say you love God? So love knows giving, you see. And who is the best? What is best prayer? Samuel Taylor tells us he prays best who loveth best. Pray without love, what is all that, you see? It's all bad. The words are all bad. If they are drenched with the water of love, then that will radiate it to God, to all creation. Saint John, he that loveth not, knoweth not God. Very clear word. For God is love. So go ahead and say, always think of him, speak of him. Here is his wife in every heart, reverberating in all every heart. The divine music and be absorbed in it. Such a man radiates love. Unknowingly. And the other, diametrically opposite, what we are doing, we are developing love for the world, for your titans. Result is yours. You do have, we enjoy the world race too. You know when our soul has in it, love our soul. When we are attached with somebody, maybe anything, man or something, so long as we are attached with that thing, we identify ourselves with that, our love with you within us, you feel love for him? So, all masters tell us, if you love God, don't torment him. The saint called by name, Farid, he says, if you want to meet God, don't torment anyone, heart of anyone. Not in word, but in deed. The thoughts are very, deed also, in thought also. Thoughts are very potent. If you think an evil of anybody, that will radiate it, the very thought will evoke in it. And you have love for somebody, in inner future you feel radiation. Don't do it. Why are many people, you see, are drawn to the Master? Because Master loves them. It is Parvati who loves us. Mother loves the child. First, she will not. So you see, we are taking the example of man body. So many limbs are there. Arm, feet, everything. If any arm or any limb is aching, other arms cannot be addressed. They are also painful. They are restless. And until the other limb which is aching is cured, is it not? So we are all limbs of God, you see? Limbs of God in man too. If one man is suffering, the other must suffer. He cannot be at peace. So this is the point which is placed before us by masters who have come. How can we dwell? What love gives us? Love knows suffering and sacrifice. If need be, man is one that submitted, I think yesterday, day before, is one who is of use to others. If we love God, naturally God resides in every other heart, in all the animals and everybody must have done for that. Other man is no man. Otherwise it is like animal who loves his children and himself. So we are the conscious entity, all evolution of all consciousness or of all love. So we have, everybody wants to love somebody and to be loved by somebody. So what is the best way in the world to love? We love others. The result is, he gives love in return. Sometimes we are losers, sometimes gainers. So Kabir says, if you love, have a game with God, game of love with God, how will it stand? You won him, he's yours. You are defeated, you are him. In both is your gainer. Isn't that? So strike love with God or the God in man. God we do not see, but God in man we do see. Once it so happened in the sun, some man stood up. He said, he was a devotee of the master, he said, you want to see God? He stood up. I'll show each one of you. He says, they're wondering what is it? Here, send me. He happened to the master sitting there, our master. So those who have dwelt love in them by Nandalal, a very fond lover of the Guru, the one poem of Hafiz, he says, if you want to meet God, what you should do, go to the, leave all hearts and home and go to the wilderness. There, remember and love him. And in return, what Bhai Nandalal said, look here, oh Hafiz, where are you going? Here the God standing. Where will you go? So if you take the God with you, all those with you, who desires in your hearts, in you, when you initiate, why not love is there? So love knows service and sacrifice. This is what I mean to say. Masters come here to join all in the silken bonds of love. Guru Anjan, you will find what he did. He compiled as many things of the masters as he could lay hands on in one book, which is a scripture called Guru Granth Sahib. Those who are, in whom God manifested, they were sent by God to guide the child humanity, whether in the east or the west, wherever it is. He compiled all the sayings in one book. Whereas you will find the sayings of one particular master, you always find in their book alone. Is it not finding them in the children's bars of the Holy Grail?
Good morning, and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kirpal Singh. The recording you just heard was the first half of a talk given by Master in Chicago on October 28, 1972, called The Way to Love. Our reader this morning is Claire Stannard. Hello, Claire.
Hello, David. Hello, everybody. I'm continuing to read It is a Noble Search. It was a talk published in the January 1971 issue of Satsang Desh. The masters speak as inspired by God. They have no ego, and when there is no ego, there is no coming and going, and no binding by good and bad karmas, which are like gold and iron chains. In the book, Nam or Word, I have given many quotations to help resolve the doubts. If the doubts persist, then one should read the Vedas. In the Upanishads, it states that there is a sun in the Brahmand, causal region, through which the sound is vibrating, the secret teaching of which Ingris Rishi gave to Krishna, the son of Devaki. Even in the Gita, in the 18th chapter, you will find that Lord Krishna told Arjuna that if he left all and came under his protection, he would give him the secret of all secrets. That secret teaching is the very same as the science of the masters. The light and sound is God into expression, called variously as Nam, Shabd, Kama, Word, etc. They are names given by which to remember him. He is within all forms, but can be realized through the human form. O mind, take one name. The Satguru has given me this boon. Also, whatever is through the Nam. There is no place without the Nam. We also have, I glorify thee by any name. Some people call the Lord by the word Ram, some God, some Allah, some Waguru. These are all words to denote that power which came into expression, which is controlling the whole universe, and on a smaller scale is within the temple of the physical form. Just as the world was made, so was this physical form which he made in the womb of his mother, and then he took up residence therein. He has never been separate from us, and we must come to know this very power, but we are lost in the outer search. Water is referred to by various names, Jal, Nir, Ab, Water, Pani, Aqua, and others, but to what avail is the mere repetition of the words? One must drink to quench the thirst. There is a story of a child who, during the course of learning the Persian language, was taught the words Ab, Baya, meaning bring water. When this child reached his home after the day's lessons, he felt very thirsty, so he approached his parents and said, Ah, Baya. As they had no knowledge of the Persian language, they did not understand him. He stubbornly refused to speak in his native tongue, and the story tells that he died of thirst. We go on repeating Ram, Ram, Allah, Allah, and make much ado about it, but we have never seen God. The attitude is all right, and the action is good, but we should try to understand the meaning behind all this, for the I-hood will not be erased this way. If the soul is a conscious entity, then its food must be something conscious, and the expression of the Lord, which is light and sound, is the bread and water of life. And he who has it can give to others. My beloved is everywhere. No place is without him. Glorify that body in which he is manifested. We can consider for a moment just how Guru Amar Das Ji worked and searched before he realized the truth. For more than 70 years, he did all that was recommended to find God. Jap, repetition of a name. Tap, strict austerities. Brat, fasting. Puja path, devotional, ritual, and reading holy scriptures. Girath Yatra, pilgrimage, Havan, fire ritual, Dan, giving alms, Kirtan, singing and playing holy music, and many other things. All were good actions, but he did not get a contact with God. Eventually he said, I am extremely tired performing these karmas. With deep sincerity, he had done all this. We approach our worship like a routine. There is an instance in the life of Namdev, whose grandfather was a devotee of idols and would daily take milk as an offering. Everyone was familiar with his daily journal to the temple with the milk, and he would say, I am going to take the milk for the gods to drink. One day he had some affairs in another town, and he called Namdev and told him, you do the puja and take the milk while I am away. The child knew that his grandfather took the milk for the gods, but did not know that his grandfather himself drank the milk according to the custom. So the following day, Namdev performed the puja and then placed the milk before the idols. He closed his eyes and prayed that they may accept the offering of the milk. But when he opened his eyes, the milk was still there. Again he prayed, but the milk remained. He wondered why they were not drinking it. I am telling this story to illustrate the difference between a prayer by routine and a true prayer. Namdev then said to the idols, every day you have been drinking the milk. What has happened today? On receiving no reply, he became very unhappy and bothered and cried, if you do not come and drink the milk, then I am going to cut my throat. And he took out his dagger. At once the Lord appeared and drank the milk. Our prayers are more like a business or an automatic action of going through the ritual with the mind wandering away on other matters. The very reason for the erection of idols was to help the devotees concentrate on the Lord. They were not placed there for people to worship the stone. A certain Muslim fakir said, never say that the Kaaba is better than a temple where statues symbolizing God are worshipped. Kaaba Sharif is where Hazrat Ibrahim's Hajar al-Aswad stone is kept in his memory, and Muslims go there to pay their respects. In the Hindu temples, the idols are stone images of past masters. One master was asked which was better, and he replied, wherever he has manifested himself is the best place. He is residing within you, who are a very temple of God, and that lamp, which is a light, can go on lighting others. The company of such masters is called satsang, the company of the truth. So after a long, long search, Guru Amar Das Ji said, I was extremely tired performing these karmas. He felt almost defeated at the end. So how did he get to the truth? He says, without any effort of mine, I found the Satguru. If the search is there, then God who sees everything makes the arrangements himself for his child to meet the true master. When he got the contact within, he said, without good luck, you cannot get such a Satguru. And also, when you meet a Satguru, you see with your own eyes. So listen carefully to Guru Amar Das's Shabd. An initiation that holds no seeing will have no meaning. If by merely saying the word wealth, one were to become wealthy, then there would be no poor people. Wherever one goes, people are advising that God's name should be repeated, in one form or another. Everyone is saying, repeat the Lord's name, but without seeing, how can you meditate on him? One person sees and then speaks, and another speaks without seeing. There is great difference between the two. Nam power has two aspects, light and sound, the connection to which is given only by a God-realized man. It is the very water of life. You will remember when Jesus met the woman of Samaria at Jacob's well. He asked her for water to drink, but knowing that Jews had no dealings with Samaritans, she was reluctant to serve him. Christ observed that had she known who he was, she would have herself asked him for the living water. He told her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. Another master says, O man, continue to eat and drink on this earth, but your thirst will never be satisfied. If you get the true water of life, you will never thirst. All desires will be fulfilled. In the Upanishads, it is said that the answer lies within man. Withdraw your senses from without and get the connection from within. This work is important above all other. If you can do it by yourself, then by all means, go ahead. The senses, mind, and intellect must be controlled and brought to stillness. Only then will the soul experience the realization. It is a subject of self-analysis, of rising above the body consciousness. If you think you can succeed alone, then well and good. But remember that with a single glance from a God-realized soul, thousands can be uplifted to this very level and put on the way. After all, the holy scriptures all praise the masters. There must be some reason for this. The Satguru is a complete soul, a perfect soul, in whom God has manifested himself in fullness. He is so much at one with God that he is God's mouthpiece, and he is competent to connect the souls back to the source. Ice and steam are basically the same substance. So when one serves the Master, one serves the Lord himself. By serving the Satguru, you get the Nam. Become a servant of the Lord. Serve the Satguru. Extend your destiny beyond description. Then the true Nam of God will vibrate through you. This is the result of service. The meaning of true service is to carry out the Master's orders with deep love and devotion, no matter what the orders may be. Whether he is physically near or far makes no difference. Only in this way can we realize what the words are endeavoring to convey. He became one with the Guru, then distributed the Shabd. The Lord appears through him in whom he has manifested, St. John tells us, the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. The Master has the same physical form as other men, but although he lives in the world, he remains aloof from its effects. He is in perfect control of all his faculties and can rise above the body at will, or he can work in the bodily senses at his own choice. We see his body on this earth, but his soul travels in all the spheres. Contrary to this, we are tied to the body and cannot rise above it. Therefore, only in his company and with his assistance can we have true realization. Yet, while I utter these words, you will not have true conviction unless you see for yourselves. Ultimate God is nameless, is absolute, has not come into expression. We must become absorbed into that Godhead. No one can see that God, and no one can show him to another. But non-power, or Shabd, came into expression and has two aspects, light and sound. God is light, and God is the music of the spheres. This very power makes the body of the child in the womb of the mother, and then takes up residence in the house which he himself made. If right understanding is developed in all men, there will be no strife, no killing or malice in the name of religion. This is true integration, true oneness. By simply sitting together in holy buildings, integration will not be achieved. Though it may be of some help, yet the doubt and antagonism for each other will not leave the heart. The religious leaders of different faiths do commune together for discussion, but this does not mean that all the followers are sitting together amicably. Toleration is there, but for how long will it last? I am simply placing before you the common sense of the matter. The Nam has an indescribable intoxication. Delightfully sweet is the beloved Nam. Also, Nanak is perpetually intoxicated with the holy Nam, day and night. Who gets it? Those who have merit from the distant past will get the gift of Nam to bring them near to God. Those children who God has decided are to return to him are connected to the Nam by the Satguru, and the Nam takes them back to whence it emanates. A Muslim fakir says, "You have sacrificed the true mosque for the outer one. The outer mosques and temples are for those whose inner eye is not open to see the true light of God. He cannot be known through senses, mind, and intellect, or through pranic practices, i.e. practices involving the motor current in the body, but only by self-analysis. When we achieve self-knowledge, then the life sustainer will be met. The attachments will break, salvation will be given, and you will go home. You will be released from all ties and living in this world, yet you will be free. The Surat Shabd carries you across the ocean of life. O Nanak, praised be the Nam. Like the lotus flower which lives with its leaves and roots submerged in the water, yet the blossom remains aloof on the surface. Like the waterfowl, whose wings are not affected by its swimming in the water, and when it wishes it rises above in flight. So with the connection to Nam, one can live in the world free from harmful entanglements and can rise above the body at will. And this is made possible by giving sincere service to a Satguru and thereby getting realization of the truth. How can one experience coolness or heat by just repeating the words ice, and fire. God is found in the form of light. In a certain branch of the Hindu religion, they light a small candle and place it in the hand of a dying man, believing that he should see the light before he goes. Others go to the holy river Ganges and light a flame in a small vessel made from leaves and floated on the river. They become very happy if the flame is not extinguished by the waves or the breeze. If it does go out, they light another and set that afloat. Dear friends, this world is the sea which we must swim across with the aid and support of God's inner light. It is really very clear and simple when one sees everything from the right angle of vision. And the definite indication that a master is true is when he lights that flame within another. There are those who see the light even before initiation. This is good and is reaction from the good karmas of past lives. But to progress farther into the beyond, correct guidance and protection is necessary. Most of the world's population is in the dark, not knowing whence they came, to where they are going, or what their purpose is on earth. Basically, all religions indicate that there is light and sound. I have mentioned that Lord Krishna spoke of it. The Muslim fakirs also referred to it. It has been termed the music of the spheres, truth clothed in light, and the unstruck fire. Buddha called it intrinsic hearing. The teaching remains the same, though man forgets it, but the masters come to revive the truth again and again and give the right understanding of true integration. Some people want to know, what do we get out of this? Apart from the benefit of becoming detached while living in the world, we are told, unhappiness will not touch us. The illusion will be revealed as mind and matter. What a wonderful blessing! He who becomes one with the unchangeable permanence, life and death are the same to him. Someone is born, someone dies. He feels neither happiness nor misery. Such elevated existence comes through development of the inner being. You cannot start to dig a well on becoming thirsty, for you will die of thirst before reaching the water. The spring of the everlasting nectar of life comes through the inner contact, and to drink from this spring daily will render ineffective all the pinching consequences of worldly experiences. It is said, after meeting the Satguru, one knows. When is this? When attachments and outer effects are finished. Is it possible to be free from attachments while living in the body? If one is in full control of one's attention and can direct it at will, then it is possible. If one daily rises above the body and journeys into the upper regions, how will one remain attached to the world and its environments? Also, one will work in the world with a double zeal without that clinging nature to hinder. There are three kinds of heat which burn within man. One is adibhutak, connected with the physical body. Another is adidevik, through the outer untoward happenings. The third is adiatmik, and that is when one gets a higher contact within, and one is then no longer dragged around by the mind and senses. When death comes, one merely says, "Let's go." A true disciple is thus ready for the change. When your condition has become like this, then you will know that you have met the Satguru. The Guru abides in the physical form in all serenity. Though the Satguru dwells in the world, he watches the outer play and is unaffected by it. When Guru Amar Das Ji got Nam after 72 years of seeking, this was the result. In the Shurat Shabd Yoga, no hypothesis is to be made, as in other yogas. It is the straight path back to God. Philosophy deals with theory only, but mysticism deals in contact with the reality direct. This is the very basis of the teachings of true masters. Oh, my mind, why are you so angry? You have true profit in the name of the Lord in the Iron Age. Be grateful that you have got something at last, even if it is after a long search. Only the power of the Nam can overcome the difficulties of this age. What is the essence of the Nam? It dwells in the heart by Guru Mat. Though it dwells in every heart, yet it is under the command of the Guru. This teaching is permanent, eternal. It is already within the very sustainer of life itself, but within the command of the Guru Mat. There are two kinds of Guru Mat, one outer, like customs, rituals, mode of living, etc., and each religion has its own rules. The other is the teaching of the Guru. O Nanak, understand the Guru Mat, which will make you truly love him. It is to be in tune with the Nam, which is pervading all creation. The clue lies in the Guru's teachings through which you will develop true love for God, wherever he has manifested himself. A small spark of fire can burn to ashes a huge pile of logs, and similarly life upon life's sins can be burned away through a small spark of light from the Satguru. On the very first day of initiation, he manifests the radiance of Nam within the seeker, who should then take great care of it and value it. By repeating the Nam, the light of millions of suns will be seen. Also, in the darkness, he came and lighted the lamp. You receive the very thing that the true master teaches, for the light is manifested in him, and he gives a spark of that light. The master placed a small share in my safe keeping. Guard that small share carefully. In the ages past, the master would keep the disciple at his feet until he had become ready to receive the precious gift. These days, which disciple has the patience and will to learn? So, on the very first day, the connection is given, and then it is up to the disciple what he makes of it. The value of Nam never can be estimated. Always remember this. Keep a watch over your whole life, each action, day by day, and through meditation, increase your inner progress. The papaya sparrowhawk is crying in anguish. Guru Amar Das explains that the papaya's heart-rending cries likened to those of his own heart during his long search for the Lord. Just think of the condition of such a true seeker. No sleep for the eyes, no rest for the joints. He did not come and sent no message. How can such a person have peace unless he sees his beloved? There is just deep despair and yearning in his soul. On this subject, one poet has observed, O mathematicians, you have calculated how long, the day, the night, the year. How long is the night for that anguished heart which cries for its beloved? One cannot expect fruit on the tree when even the flowers have not yet formed. Whosoever got him did so with tears. Could he be got with laughter and joy, none would be without him. Through sobs which rack the body, one receives the Lord. The water from the eyes washes away the sins of many, many lives. The accounts are washed clean. Well, I'll stop there and continue reading next time from the talk. It is A Noble Search, published in the January 1971 issue of Satsang Desh. Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Claire, for reading for us. There were 86 people at today's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Master, for providing this for us.
So now we are going to man body, you see. Master come and say, well, dear friends, you have had man body so many times, you did not avail of it. You were attached to the outer world, to the material things. Now the time again when you got a man body, just direct your love to God.